This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regardless of your faith, every sane human would agree that pride and arrogance is detestable and despicable. But sometimes we forget that arrogance over nobility and piety is just so deplorable. Holier-than-thou attitude. Well, here's a point of reflection, my brother and my sister. There are different verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the obnoxious intentions of the disbelievers to mislead the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each time Allah says, it is through my mercy and my grace that you were protected, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how dare we become arrogant and haughty over our supposed nobility? So let's look at the first verse. It is in chapter 4, Juz 5, verse 113. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hammat ta'ifatun minhum an yudilluk." A group from the disbelievers wanted to mislead you. "Walawla fadlullahi alayka wa rahmatuh." But it was the grace of Allah and the mercy of Allah that intervened. Likewise, in Juz 15, in chapter 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers came and they requested you to tamper with certain verses. "Litaftariya alayna ghayra." And in verse 74 of chapter 17, Allah says, "Walawla an thabbatnak." It is us who rescued you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been our intervention, probably you would have slightly inclined. In Bayanul Quran, under this ayah, it is written, "Nassun fi anna ismata Allahi hiya al-hafidh." The ayah is categoric and explicit that it is only Allah that protects a person from wrong, from vice, from transgression. So do not trumpet yourself, do not inflate yourself, do not claim nobility. All credit goes to the Almighty. فَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا فِي شَأْنِ سَيِّدِ الرَّاسِخِينَ. If this is the declaration of the Quran regarding the paragon of Allah's creation, فَكَيْفَ بِكَ يَا مِسْكِينَ. Then what about you, O fallible mortal and O sinful person like me? كَيْفَ تَغْتَرُّ بِتَقَدُّسِكَ وَنِسْبَتِكَ الْبَاطِنَةِ الَّتِي عَسَىٰ أَن تَكُونَ مَزْعُومَ أَوْ مَوْهُومَ. When it comes to our acts of supposed piety, we don't even know if it satisfies the credentials of acceptance. So how can we be proud over it? I leave you with this last quotation of Mutarrif bin Abdullah, rahimahullah, who said, لَأَنْ أَبِيتَ نَائِمًا. If I spend the whole night sleeping, meaning I don't engage in tahajjud prayer or optional prayer, and I get up in the morning and I regret and I lament that my night went in sleep, it is better for me than spending the whole night in worship and getting up in the morning arrogant and haughty over my worship.